I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello.
Hello.
God. Oh. I was just watching the worst thing ever.
Oh, what?
They've apparently done like a Drag Race Trolls movie crossover event where the queens of Drag Race are like doing runway looks based on trolls. I can't get into it right now. It was just
Broken
a lot.
And Beautiful one of the songs?
No, it was like, actually one of them was Daft Punk's One More Time. They were like, you know what? I don't want to talk. It was so bad. It was so bad.
Act the fool, girl. I'm here. Act the fool.
Kicking that right off. How are you? How was your walk today?
Okay, I just went on an 11.9 mile walk.
Wow. That's a lot of miles.
I'm sipping a Red Bull right now because I'm freaking dead.
I've probably done that same mileage in this basement, so... Check my heart health app.
Yeah, I just like started it and couldn't stop.
That's good. I mean, what else are you gonna do?
Yeah, won't stop now, won't stop now. Yeah, I just posted progress pictures too. So I was like, fuck this coronavirus. I'm not getting fat again.
Yeah, that's basically the theme of this pandemic.
Yeah,
is fuck you. I'm not getting fat.
Yeah. I'm trying to set mantras every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that was today's.
I support that. That's a wonderful one.
It was fuck this. So, yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Well, hello, everyone. Sorry. We just, so rude of us to not say hello.
Oh, yeah. Hello to everyone. Yeah.
And welcome back to I wonder if we can do this in sync with each other without seeing each other. Let's try it. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Legends.
Legends.
Yeah. that. Yes. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode in another week.
Yeah, time flies when you're doing nothing.
Time flies when days don't matter.
Right. What is time?
Goes by.
So slowly. Oh, we can't. Okay.
No, we can't. We did a deep dive in that episode, though, if you would like to binge. Legends only. Sure. So quick quarantine update. I mean, I feel like that's mine. It's just I went on a walk.
Yeah. What's my update? I don't have an update. I found my dad's old weights in the back and I Lysoled them down. And so I'm going to go on that journey soon. That's basically that. What else? Nope. Literally nothing. Staring outside a lot, doing a lot of that. Walking outside sometimes. I saw a turkey in the backyard.
Like an actual one?
Actual turkey. We do get turkeys over here. Gobble, gobble,
wow.
Bitch.
Wow. Truly out in the wild.
I am, yeah. Oh. Next week, I'm just going to have a full rifle. Ma, we don't have to go to the supermarket anymore.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's so
it's
bad.
Really getting...
It's so true.
We should start a garden, actually. You could grow some tomatoes on the stairs.
Ew, tomatoes are the most disgusting food on the planet. Well, not the most disgusting food, but like...
All right.
Tomatoes are up there with gross. Seafood. Anything that's from the ocean. Tomatoes. What else is disgusting?
Yeah, you have a more strict palate.
I saw a whatchamacallit, one of those donuts that has cream filling in it today. Disgusting.
Boston cream?
Yes, Boston creams. Disgusting.
Oh, I love Boston cream.
Blech. Nope. what are we talking about? Jesus.
Oh, the quarantine and me shooting turkeys in the backyard.
This is sounds like it's been a really great week for both of us. I feel like we're doing so well.
We're doing so well. We are so happy to be here. The gays are truly, the hair is being buzzed. It's being dyed. They're baking their banana bread. What else is on the quarantine?
Why is that a thing, breakfast? By the way?
Banana bread is so specific. I don't understand, except I have to imagine it's easy. I haven't made it yet, but I have to imagine it's one of the easier things to bake, maybe.
I don't know. I don't bake.
Also, you can use like really ripe bananas. So when your bananas go bad, you can make banana bread out of them. I don't know. But it's specifically banana bread.
Yeah. So for the straights listening, mm-hmm. what we're talking about is there's like a running joke with the gays, us gays, that we love iced coffee and that when a gay is in crisis, they bleach their hair, they shave their head, mm-hmm. or now they start making banana bread.
Yeah. There's like a quarantine gay checklist and it's like slutty selfie, dye hair, buzz hair, banana bread, Animal Crossing. It's like six things. And I'm like, oh, that's, you know what?
All right. Well, I've done Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
So I'm one checklist.
Certainly the slutty selfies will keep coming from me. And I'm pretty sure the buzz cut is coming. I feel like I'm going to just do it soon.
Well, not me. My gay ass is going to have a full fucking pony in like a month.
I was going to say, what are you going to do?
I'm growing a pony. You think I'm kidding?
This is always kind of your plan. And you're just going to do like hair whips.
I'm coming out of this quarantine Aguilera.
I know you actually
I'm gonna
are.
I'm going to have a full pony. I'm going to be skinny.
With a chest plate.
I'm gonna. Oh wait, no! Another gay in crisis thing. Writing a book.
Oh, that's right.
So yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna write my book. How I found myself in quarantine, and the cover's just gonna be like fake tits with a ginger with a ponytail.
Oh,
y'all laugh
I can't
now.
Wait to read it.
See you in 2021.
Hopefully.
True. Honestly, lucky if I make it to next week at this point.
Oh, God. One day at a time.
Yeah. Just one day at a time. Don't go outside, even though I went for a government-regulated, socially distant walk. You're allowed to
That's
do that.
That's fine. You're allowed to do that. Last time I checked.
Although, you know what I will say, though? I have something I would like to say. Okay. If you are going to go outside on your government-regulated, socially distanced exercise run or walk... If you want to run, that's your choice. That's not a choice that I like to make. But don't run next to me. Like, run a, like, like, what are you, a fucking lap dog? Like, get away from me. Go pant and breathe away from me. I don't, like, I was in the park today and it was very empty. There's plenty of room and everyone's just like,
go around.
I'm like, can I help you? Like, go run. Literally, I was, like, on the edge of the thing, like, giving you 7-8 feet of room.
Mm-hmm.
This is directed at, like, two specific people, by the way. It wasn't, like, everyone.
That's what I'm hearing, is that some people are not following the rules, and they're just going to make it harder for everyone.
Right. Run away from me.
Carly Rae Jepsen told us specifically.
She did.
Sort of.
Yeah, so I won't be doing that again, but... the rest of the sidewalks are barren, so.
Well, now they're saying a mask is recommended, you know, or like a cloth bandana or anything when you're out.
I'm going to make one out of a t-shirt. I saw this thing online. I retweeted it.
Oh, okay. I feel like you could definitely make it out of like I would make it out of like recycled Believe sample packets or something. Or
I have a whole stash of my fat clothes from last year. Snip, snip,
honestly,
snip.
There you go.
I'm gonna make
a mask.
I'm gonna make a gown. We're gonna make some drags. I've got
there you go. Quarantina Aguilera.
Quarantina Aguilera. She's coming out. No, I'm joking.
She's also acknowledged that joke. If anyone hasn't seen, she herself called herself Queen Quarantina.
I mean, it's
a self-aware legend.
Legendina, Quarantina.
Truly.
Floptina, some might have called in the past.
Perhaps, but she's evolved.
She has.
Like a Pokemon.
She's always evolving. Sorry, I was just staring out the window. God.
Sweet, sweet luxury.
Yeah. Okay, so we would like to give a... we need to get to what we have to talk about next. So, but before we get to that, we want to give a huge shout out to our Patreon Legends Only fans that have stuck through April. We very much appreciate your support with the podcast, and we are going to chat with you guys soon. We have things in the works that are exclusive. We also put up the Dua Lipa mashup that I made. I put it on Patreon so you can actually listen to it in your feed, and it'll be there forever. So you can as a download, which is super convenient since it's banned on SoundCloud and all this other shit. But
yeah, in the quarantine, T-Kyle's become a DJ. You will see him at Ultra in 2021 headlining with Kygo and Tiesto. So watch for that. He downloads Adobe Audition once.
I use Adobe Audition to kind of level out our audio. And I was let me see if I can become a DJ.
Can I turn it up?
Yeah.
And then you just decided to be a mashup queen. And now you can just keep going with it and
I
have a career.
I am going to keep going with it. I've been saving all these tutorials. And I want to take one of those masterclass things.
Mm-hmm.
And
there
I want to get
go.
Logic Pro. Oh my God, T-Kaigo.
Accidental EDM legend.
Listen, we're at a point in life where everything is insane and who cares? So why not?
It makes perfect sense that you would accidentally become really, really good at EDM in the quarantine. This could actually happen. All you need, and we have plenty of connections, we can have a queen of pop send in her vocals.
Oh,
it could happen.
God.
You can make original music.
All the equipment.
Get some beats and loops.
Oh my God.
You can make it happen.
Oh my God. I have
DM JoJo and be like, hey, so we have a beat for you. She'll write to it.
Oh
and then
God.
You'll send it up the charts. I kind of feel like this will happen.
I'm shaking. Well, I'm definitely going to keep working on it.
There we go.
But anyway, so that's at patreon.com/legendsonly. And if you are on our Patreon, we are going to do, I'll do my best. I did this last week, where you will actually get an early first listen at the episode once it is done and completed, which is usually Sunday midday if I'm feeling alive. So you will get you will get the episode first before the rest of the girls. Not if
Perfect.
That. I don't even know if that's a benefit or a perk.
Oh, it's surely a perk.
And we also want to give a shout out to a special Legends Only fan, Lenora at NoraClaws19. We wanted to wish you all the best, and we just want you to know you are stronger than yesterday. And we wanted to give you a shout out and just know that we are thinking about you and
we're sending you love.
Yes.
Someone special reached out to us to let you know that we are thinking of you.
Yes. We are going to bring you some joy and some laughter today on episode. Because we know that's what the girls want. That's what the girls asked for.
Time, love, joy, and I was going to say space, but we have plenty of it right now. So maybe not that, but time, love, and joy.
Time, love, joy, 6 feet of space.
Six feet of space.
Yes. So, we have got a story for you in a minute. But before we get to that, in a little segment we did last week, which I don't know if we have anything for this week, but I figured we would just do it anyway.
Okay. Yeah, let's go for it.
Act the fool, girl. I'm here. Act the fool.
Well, it was indeed the day of fools.
That is true.
April Fool.
April Fool, girl. April Fool.
April Fool. It was the official day of fools. Now, most companies and people, I think, decided to reel that in this year. Did anyone self-cancel this year, or did anyone act a fool? I'm trying to think now.
I actually think that no one did.
I kind of think no one did. I will say, of course, we can count on James Charles for everything. He pointed out on TikTok that apparently some of the straight TikTokers were doing fake coming out videos on April Fool's, or like faking gay.
Okay.
I guess that's, he was mad at people queer baiting on TikTok. I watched his video. Otherwise, I don't really think who anybody self-canceled. I will say that instead of just doing some dancing in her bathroom, Madonna just donated $1 million to the research for COVID. So we'll wow. say she acted unfoolish.
Yeah.
No, I think mostly people kept it cute on the Day of Fools.
Yeah, I mean, the clownery this year, it's like...
I mean, isn't it just that 2020 is the clownery?
Yeah.
It's just, we're living April Fool's Day every day.
We truly are. It's like when Britney said...
Boo, boo, the fool is us.
Yeah. It's like when Britney was like, it's like Groundhog Day every day. It's like uh-huh. April Fool's Day every day.
It really, truly is. Twists and turns at every stop.
Every twist and turn, which we are going to get into all those twists and all those turns. Turn your head. Twist and turn.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. All right, everyone. So, all right. Sit back. We've got to talk. Okay.
Well.
So, we have discussed the possibility of this happening in the past. We did a deep dive into Heidi Montag's album, Superficial, which is an episode here on Legends Only Podcast. It made its way to Heidi herself and Spencer. They mm-hmm. listened. They loved it. There was some communications that were happening. And we can exclusively tell you here on this day that myself and Brad collabed with Heidi and Spencer for an episode of their podcast.
Make Spidey famous again.
Yes. And that'll be coming out possibly like later today or tomorrow from when you hear this.
Yes.
So we got to talk.
We have to talk.
You go first.
You know what I'll say is I didn't know what we were getting into and it was a wild ride. That's what I'll say.
It is a roller coaster. And I will tell you this. You guys will be so entertained by this episode because
yes.
I, as a fan, was like gagging the whole time. Like the tweet is literally my whole reaction the entire time.
That is pretty much it. And I'll just go ahead and say right from the jump that opinions expressed by Spencer Pratt do not reflect our own in all cases.
Yes, we do need to preface by saying that opinions of others do not reflect our opinions here in this home. Just like how, speaking of opinions that don't measure up, it's kind of like when I said that Britney's 2016 VMAs performance was iconic and Brad disagreed.
Right.
You know, we don't, you know, my opinions are not Brad's and Brad's are not mine.
And Spencer Pratt's ours.
Yeah. And neither of our opinions are the same as Spencer Pratt.
Yes. But, I will say we had a very entertaining time talking to both of them.
Yes, but it is very entertaining. We got
yes, there are a lot of claims, a lot of tea.
We got so much good fucking tea. Oh. We got a list.
Speaking of that album, certainly sounds like it was, well, as they said themselves, could have been a documentary behind the scenes in and of itself.
We got, there's drama, there is tea,
so much drama.
There is unreleased, there is collabs. Like, we got so much good tea for you guys. And so check that out. We will link it and tweet it when it goes live because it is a ride. And
it is. And it certainly sounds like a deluxe edition of Superficial should happen called like Unfinished Business because there's plenty that's still locked and loaded to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just want to like, we can talk about it in like a recap episode maybe mm-hmm. of like all of the tea
should.
That we got and our like actual reactions to it.
Our reactions to it, yeah.
Yeah, once all of you get a chance to listen, digest, scream, and then digest it again.
Yeah.
All I will say is our impact. So you guys know we don't like to hype, but here is an exclusive little snippet of our chat with Heidi and Spencer. Enjoy.
She is so rude, too.
I remember hating her for it, but I don't, like, I'm positive, yeah, no, right?
She was so
Wait, which
mad.
One?
She was also trying to get press because The Hills was so big then and my music was bigger than hers, and she was furious because I had a similar producer who did some of her records, and he kept saying how mad she was that, like, I had these songs that I did and that I had the show, and she was, like, livid. It was right after she... after the grills, and she had some good stuff. I wouldn't have even have hated on her. I was like, good for her, you know, way to get out there. I liked her music. I thought she was cute. And then I was like, oh, okay, never mind. Bye.
Maybe she's upset because she didn't get to record I'll Do It.
That was it.
You know, speaking of I'll Do It,
So you'll have to go listen to the full episode of Make Spidey Famous Again to hear the rest.
You're looking for an isolation distraction. That is guaranteed to be a full episode of distraction.
Gagged.
Gooped.
Oh, so iconic.
So yeah, we're gonna say look out for that. That should be either today or who knows.
Or I mean, there might even be sound bites of it that Stan Twitter picks up.
Definitely.
Speaking of impact, and our queen, Miss Britney Spears, you know, we stopped talking about her. And now she's, like, oddly having this redemption moment in 2020.
Yeah. She, without even trying, keeps going viral.
Mm-hmm. By remaining a humble legend, minding her own business, and just being...
redistributing wealth, doing yoga, going outside, and every single post seems to be hitting. As you said last week, like, if you'd just be listening to everything we've been saying and doing, you would
saying
see.
And praying and preaching and saying and praying. I need to add that to the soundboard.
You do.
Sorry.
Because so often we need to be saying that.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
Oh, and also that came out was because we had talked about celebrities self-canceling themselves and how this like celebrity culture, whatever. And then a few days later, that New York Times article came out.
Right. There was a New York Times article that actually called out the fact that celebrity culture is eating itself.
Yeah. It was like is it celeb culture is burning or celebrity culture is burning?
Yeah, something like that.
And Britney gets a shout out at the end for like being the opposite of that.
Yes, she does. And I mean, it's not even like a rare opinion anymore. Everyone's just like, oh my God, these celebrities look so stupid. Like by doing these things, I think everyone's just kind of thinking about what really matters to a certain degree. And so people are coming off as really silly for hawking their lines of footwear and things like that at a time like this. And except for Britney, she just wants to spread positivity. Just goes to show we've always been standing the right one.
That is true. 20 years. Is it worth it? Hell yeah. but she also made headlines this week because of the show Tiger King on Netflix, which I have not watched, so don't tweet me spoilers. I know nothing about the story before. All I know is like leopard print or, well, not.
Close enough.
Tiger print.
Tiger burning bright.
All I know is like tiger prints everywhere. Like everyone's been making memes of tiger prints. And someone named Joe Exotic and someone named Carol, and that's it.
Well, it is. I've had to learn some of it just because of covering it, and it is a wild ride of murder, gay
There's
stuff.
There's murder?
Oh, yes.
Wait a minute. Is this like some Sweeney Todd shit where, like,
kind of?
You know Sweeney Todd, right?
Yeah.
That's like the only musical that I know, by the way. I know Sweeney Todd.
And Burlesque.
Burlesque. What else do I know? Rent. Anyway, that's it.
Yeah, this is like animal abuse, murder, polygamy.
What is polygamy?
Dating multiple people at the same time. Like a whole, it's just a lot.
Okay, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's explain the Britney part, and then I'll say what I'm thinking, what made me just pause.
That's just because, yeah, so go ahead.
Okay, so the connection here is that the tiger that was in the... We talked about this before, and I'm going to say it again because I would like to make several points here. In our Britney podcast, we talked about Britney's 2001 VMA performance. It is one of the, if not the greatest, live television performances from a pop artist in the history of our earth. And the beginning, which no one talks about because everyone talks about Banana the Snake, is that she was in a cage with a tiger, in the actual cage, no separation. There's no fence. There's no glass. There's no anything. Like, she's just in a cage with a tiger. Turns out the tiger and the tiger guy that holds the tiger is in Tiger King.
Yes, Doc Antle.
So my thought is, because I don't know anything about this, did that tiger eat somebody?
I can barely speak on this subject because I don't know the full story, so it's like useless. But all I know is that people were more mortified by this discovery than like happy about it.
Because like I immediately thought like, was Britney like possibly like almost eaten alive by a tiger during the VMAs?
Well, arguably she's almost been eaten alive by the industry. So I feel like it was a pretty strong metaphor for like what she's dealt with. She's basically boxer in the ring trying to defend herself against both Tiger King and the world. So it was really quite fitting that she would be involved in yet another pop culture moment, even without trying.
Yeah, because they... this footage from the like making of the VMAs or whatever that was in that one special was like on Twitter. And I was like, oh my God, she is so close to that effing tiger.
Yeah. And the picture of it's really good too. She just looks so good. But anyway.
I still can't believe that happened.
I know it would never happen today.
Fearless queen.
And she also said she would never do it again. So you know what? We got it once. We're good.
Yeah. Wow. Held a snake. Was in a cage with an actual live tiger. And
yeah, they should have shot that better.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the performance is iconic, but like you should have really gotten the illusion of the tiger.
Right. Like they should have had a camera behind her with the tiger when she opened the gates.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's like a cinematic note.
Yeah.
Also, I was going to say that she.
Cinematographer.
Yeah. Could you fix that? Also, she casually sat on the edge of the Grand Canyon during the filming of Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman.
That's right. She's...
That is not CGI.
No.
So the point there is that our fave is humble, iconic, fearless, and a legend, and an icon. Stream Britney podcast now.
You said what you had to say.
Also, I have one more last thing, and then I swear I'll shut up. Well,
okay.
I'll shut up about this topic. Someone tweeted me and told me that... It only takes 507 albums to get onto the Billboard Hot 200, which is difficult to get. Not everybody has that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to make a movement for everyone to stream and or purchase Glory so that we can get it on the Billboard Hot 200.
Yeah, I mean, why not? That seems like an achievable goal.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you'll learn with certain people that we had discussions with, not everyone knows about Glory. So,
I feel like this is like a recurring theme in our life when you and I are together and we talk about Britney with somebody, they don't know what Glory is.
They don't.
Who was the other person? I remember we were with somebody and they didn't know what Glory was and we were like...
You were DJing and someone was like, what is this?
Oh, that's right. Oh my God. I get angry about it every time. Like, don't call yourself a fan if you don't know her latest album. Anyway.
Know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to search on Twitter and just do like in quotes, I'm so bored. And then you know those bots where they like spam you and like
K-pop bot and you're
bored at home.
Try Glory. You really are Glory's number one like crusader. So I feel like it's important for you to do that.
It is a hill that I'm willing to die on. I will climb that mountain and die on that hill. Just know that
you should do a little album trailer but still sent to Nicki Minaj's Roman and it should be like her Make Me performance but set to the
wow,
just to, you know, give it some Twitter charm and then just convince people to stream 500 albums. Not too bad. Definitely achievable in this time.
I feel like now is the time to do it while everyone's bored and they're at home.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting there,
stream Glory to hit the Billboard 200 this week.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're moving mountains here.
We really are.
All right. Well, speaking of, I don't have a transition for this. Moving, glory, what's an adjective? Something?
Beautiful.
I don't know. Just hit it.
High fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome. This is a billboard. This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
All right, everyone. It is time for the segment that has become a moment.
Inspired a nation.
It truly. I really feel like we said this before we even started the podcast. I feel like we were trying so hard to come up with a theme song or a saying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. Like, it'll just happen. Who knew?
Who knew?
Cheer on Netflix and an edible led to an iconic theme song.
So what is your high fashion moment?
Oh, so my high fashion moment is, and I don't know what magazine it is, but it is the photos that came out of Ricky Martin recently.
Oh, yes. Hot. Yes, that was a very good shoot.
I made hot. Such an inappropriate comment to someone the other day, and I was like, I said it just like, this is so bad. They're touring together.
Who?
Enrique and Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
And I saw their poster for the tour poster. And I said, who's the top?
These are, questions we have to ask ourselves.
And then I just realized what I said. And I was like, oh, I meant like who's headlining? Like of the, I go under who's like headlining or who goes first.
Sure. Right.
So embarrassing.
That is a really hot shoot. Just a little reminder that Ricky is and forever will be like sex icon. And, for me, I'll go with Rihanna's British Vogue shoot and story. So we haven't heard from her in a minute. Our nine watch is on pause. 24/7 R9 watch.
Wait, hold on one second. Sorry. Apologies, everyone. I just interrupted. I'm convinced my neighbors are going to kill each other before the end of this. 24/7 neighbor watch.
Honestly.
Literally, like 911. This is Alexis Nyers calling. My neighbors are killing each other.
They're probably just little monsters that are heated about Chromatica. It's fine.
Oh, sorry. I interrupted. 24/7 R9 watch.
Yes, 24/7 R9 watch. Rihanna is back, but not actually. But she's on a cover of British Vogue doing her high fashion editorial moment. It's a look. In the article, she says she might want babies in the next 10 years. And it's like, okay, and how about albums? But she does say music is coming, basically, and that she's working on it. It's going to be here soon. Like the same song and dance, but I think we'll get
Rena,
more.
Why you have Bobies and not new album? Someone out there will understand what that means.
Yeah, one person will get it. I think we'll get one more album and then she'll just duck out and be like full-time beauty entrepreneur / mother and then a greatest hit somewhere down the lines. Like it feels like she's transitioning to full-time fashion makeup girl.
I mean, why not?
I mean, it makes so much more money. You don't have to be practicing performances every 5 seconds and you don't have to have stands in your mentions yelling at you to drop the next single, sis. I mean, it kind of makes sense.
Well, I feel like you get to be more creative too.
Yeah, true. And it must be nice to own your business and
right. And like with makeup, it just, if the product's good and people look good using your makeup, it's like, okay, cool.
Right. So
with music, it's like everyone's always mad all the time.
Oh, everyone's mad all the time. And you have to play the game. Even if you're at the top, you have to play a game.
Right.
So
it's promo.
Yeah, exactly. So I get it. If she just wants to duck out and deliver a bomb highlighter every year, I get it. And I will purchase it.
I've said before, my friends love it.
I haven't purchased yet. I do have, never mind. I actually can't say because I bought a present for somebody who is probably listening.
Didn't you also buy the Femme Fatale hairdryer?
Yes, which I do actually use regularly. Yes, oh, Brittany has a very short-lived collection at Lidl or Lidl. I don't know what the brand's actually called in the UK. And it was like hair products. So I got the the hair dryer. I mean, it works. Works just like a hair dryer. So blow it against me, you know?
Like blowing your head. Oh my God, this sounds like the bridge of Hold It Against Me.
Yeah, I did a video review on my YouTube many years ago. So
is it still public?
Yeah.
We should do like a reacting to our most embarrassing YouTube videos.
Oh God. Since I don't know what happened.
We had YouTube careers.
We sure did.
Yours were really funny though.
Yeah, that went crazy and I couldn't keep up.
The Ariana one, I still like that one song. It's still forever the lyrics ruined of your video.
Maybe you never know. Quarantine might make me crack and go back to YouTube. We'll never know. But
well, you've got YouTuber OnlyFans. I feel like you are at a fork in the road.
No. Really teetering on either side. Maybe both.
Oh, you could be like Trisha.
Honestly,
BradleyLand.com. Watch me squirt. Swipe up.
I'm done.
Sorry, it's so bad. But like, if anyone follows Trisha, like, and that's not me. I'm not trying to shade. I'm just like,
oh, it's fine if you do. She's really gone right off the deep end lately. But anyway.
Like, that's literally what the call to action is. It's like swipe up to see me squirt.
I'll definitely use that still.
And Gage are like swipe up to watch me make banana bread. And I'm like swipe up to stream glory.
Yeah, I got to figure out one for mine.
All right. Well, so stand by for R9 news. But
Yeah. R9 is coming. It's launching the same day as my OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I shouldn't make promises.
Yeah, you joke about that now.
Yeah, I know. Oh, no.
But before we get to other new music news, there's some more cancellations in addition to Chromatica, which we talked about last week. Mm-hmm. I'm still loving Stupid Love.
Well, it's still a moment. It's still good, even though right now she's, I guess the latest is that she's saving the world. Is that right?
She said Earth was canceled and she was right. So
she felt embarrassed for canceling the world. So now she's called up the director of Who. Maybe she's got the vaccine. I want your stupid drug.
Oh my God. Wipe the handle of the door.
Well, we'll have to see what she does. Any help, of course, would be majorly appreciated. I still see a lot of heated little monsters who are like, you can save the world and drop Chromatica.
It's like, it just, this, the twists and turns of this past week are just, I can't, like literally April Fool's Day.
It really is. And I have to say, like, it is now weird to think, because we're getting into the reality of how long this might last and all of that, like, not to make it dark, but like, what is she gonna do? Like, she kicked off one single and now it's like, she'll just have to relaunch the campaign entirely. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. We'll see. Everything else is postponed. So
Sam Smith's album postponed
and renamed. They decided that To Die For was not tasteful at this time, perhaps rightfully so that will be renamed.
Anything else that was canceled?
More music festivals, more prides. I've seen a vast majority of the gays are like, thank God, but I've seen some complaints. I think Brighton Pride was just canceled, and I think that was Mariah was headlining. I know.
I mean, it's smart, though.
It's smart. It's like, even when all this is over, they probably don't want to go straight to massive human gatherings. Like, you know?
No, in my opinion, I feel like concerts are going to be canceled until like summer of 2021.
Right. Like, even when we're like all let outside and all of that, like, I don't think the move is to immediately go into an 18,000 person stadium.
No.
Anytime soon. No. So
I'm still like, I have a huge question mark over, I got a little like sick after Galantis and I'm kind of like, ooh, what was that?
Oh, I thought you meant the virtual concert. I'm like, I don't know if that's possible. But
oh, maybe. No, like Valentine's Day.
Yeah. It's possible.
Yeah. Anyway, Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything else like music album wise that's postponed. Oh, we did get an update from Dua though.
We did, coming through yet again in times of need. She has confirmed in a recent interview that there will be a deluxe edition coming, potentially with a different name, and that obviously a lot of tracks leaked already ahead of time, including the Normani one, and she's worked with Miley, and all those things are potential contenders for this re-upped, Roman Reloaded the re-up Future Nostalgia.
Nostalgic Friday.
Nostalgic Friday.
Dua Reloaded.
Dua. So just coming through. She said she's still figuring all of that out. So
we should do a Nicki episode.
For like just all Nicki or specifically Roman just Reloaded?
Like a Pink Friday deep dive. Like all of it.
Yeah.
Like all five fair. Albums.
I've got plenty of time for Nicki, so that would be fun.
Someone to save me.
Oh, God. Yeah, so that is more positive news from Dua. Now, the numbers are coming in. I think she's going to come in at, like, number five or something. But honestly, like, considering...
Compared to who? Who beat her?
Yeah. There's, like, a band or something. I think it's, like, a legendary band. I don't... There's... And then there's... I don't know. Roddy Ricch, maybe? But you know what? Five is good for a pop record at this climate. And it's also good for a UK artist because she wouldn't... She didn't do that with her first album here. So yeah. I think it's perfectly fine for her. Before the girls start getting like rude to her about that, like I feel like it's still good.
And a lot of her like pre-release day, a lot of her promo the week of was all canceled. Yeah. So she literally had like no promo except Spotify and us.
Right. I'm trying to think of like who... is on top of the charts right now. That would be like killing it. Oh, right. The Weeknd, Lil Uzi Vert, and Bad Bunny. And there's like albums that are still like whatever.
Well, on the subject of
great,
you,
sweetie.
She is.
Yeah.
Stream my Hallucinate mashup. Speaking of new music, shall we run through our new musical tit shakers of the week?
We should. I think we should. It's time.
Starting with a reaction to some more React promo. Oh, speaking of being canceled, the Pussycat Dolls tour canceled.
Yeah.
So basically...
Yeah, good thing I didn't buy that ticket. Unfortunately, that, like everything else, went away. But luckily, they had banked a lot of React content in the months ahead, including perhaps the most, I called it deranged, thing that I've seen because it is. The girl sat down with legendary photographer Rankin to do an acoustic rendition of React, Nicole front and center. The girls are given microphones. No, they are providing harm.
It's so comical. I love them, but
so
like,
funny.
You guys are going to watch it and you're going to be like, what was that?
As somebody pointed out in my DMs, Nicole's thigh tapping is louder than the girl's when she hits the beat. But they did their best. I mean, they sound wonderful harmonizing 10 decibels below her. It's just like, it's so comical at this point. I know that we talked about that we were okay with this figuration and that's how the Pussycat Dolls work, but it's fucking hilarious at this point.
Right, like it wasn't the acoustic version that I was expecting. Like I thought maybe... You know, do Stick With You or like a ballad.
Right.
This is not a song thought. It's like.
That's like doing a thoughtful introspective, don't
you? Just like... wanting you to react. Like they should do like a, what's that genre called? The one Britney did, Baby One More Time and Onyx.
Oh, to do like the jazzy cabaret.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, and Baby.
Right? Like a Broadway version of React.
Every time you leave.
R-E-A-C-T-X.
I think it is so absurd that it's genius. It's like,
right.
What a gift.
It truly
is. And of
is.
Course, Nicole, like, still taking lead on it. And she sounds incredible because it's Nicole, but it's also just like, can't you let Jessica sing a verse?
Oh, they also came out with a new remix, the Cash Cash remix.
Yes, they did the Cash Cash remix.
It's good.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. There's nowhere to go to dance to it, except in the shower.
Right.
But like, it goes off.
But now they have all the moods covered. You have your evening React original version at home, and then in the shower, you have React Cash Cash, and then when you're falling asleep, React Acoustic.
Mm-hmm. React 24/7 watch.
24/7 React watch is basically.
Oh.
God bless him.
In other moments, so one of my recommendations for the week, because you know we have different tastes here on this podcast.
Right.
So you guys know I'm like a DJ now. So. as a professional DJ, I would like to give my recommendation. So Cascade came out with a new song from his new EP, Redux 004. And he went emo with his track Find Love, which is very above and beyond. I was very, like all my faves are like switching sounds. I feel like Kygo is going mainstream. Cascade is turning into above and beyond. And Allie Brooke is like the new Kygo. Do you think that's like an accurate statement?
Yeah, that's pretty much the shift that's happening right now in dance music.
Yeah. And I'm going to become the new Cascade.
Those are the three players, the main players. Allie Brooke, Cascade, Kygo.
Uh-huh. It's such a... So if you're not into like the trancey like EDM shit, it's like much more mellow. It's like kind of chill. And the meaning behind it is really good. It's the concept for Find Love is that you will find love, but it's a really good, I don't know, just like feeling emotional. And I was like, oh my God, this is beautiful.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Right?
Yeah, it really is. My pick of the week is by perhaps the most reliable hit maker of our time. Her name is Ina. If you are not familiar, she is the Romanian queen of pop. She has hits like Hot and Amazing. She's put out bops forever. So her latest is called Not My Baby, and it's about how it's not her baby. And we just have to stan. It's so good. But all of her music is so good. Really good, fun party music for the parties you will not be attending, but you can have them in your house.
She's kind of like an underrated like icon.
No, for sure. She's like the Christine W. of Romania.
Right? Like I used to play her in Jersey when like in my early 20s for people.
Totally. She just is so like a cascada.
Like you do it like a woman. You know that I don't even know what I just said, but like I still to this day don't know the lyrics, but like I know the beat.
Exactly.
So good.
So check out the latest Ina. And then I forgot to mention that we both liked was Troy. Mr. Troy Sivan is back.
Yes.
With a very fitting message. Take your ass home.
Yeah, right. I mean,
Take Yourself Home is his new single, and he sped up the release. He actually said in the press release that it was meant to be released in the fall, I think, but he said that like songs take on new meanings and this felt appropriate at the time, and so he rushed it out and also rushed. He put out a call for graphic designers to do, I believe, the video for it and the lyric video.
Didn't he do like for the cover art, and like he basically wanted to hire all these freelancers to help with the graphics, and which I thought was so cool to have someone do that.
Totally. Yeah, that's the thing to do in times like this, is if you're gonna do a release, at least, you know, be conscious of the world around you right now. So yeah, he enlisted some help for that, and King of Sad Boy Anthems, that's just what that is, and a really cool breakdown at the end.
I mean, I even just liked the lyric video. It was so simple, but
yeah, he did a good job. Good job, Troy.
Like wanting to leave the city.
He's mildly going crazy on live. I don't know if you've watched. He was just vibing.
I swear to God, if I get one more live notification, I'm throwing my phone out the window.
He just retweeted a little video of himself. He was like, "Do I look fine to you?" He was like zoning out.
He has a good sense of humor, though.
He really does. That's part of the charm. So we love BB Troy, and he's got another good song out.
I really liked the last album a lot.
Yeah, so.
We don't stan men, but we stan Troy Sivan.
We do. Co-written by Leland, friend of the pod.
Yes.
So Yeah. And so I think they're just still working together on presumably an album. We love that for them. So Queen, legend, icon, Miss Maya Marie has a song out called Fuck Men, which actually, you know, corresponds with the theme of this pod, which is we don't stand men, but we do stand women.
She's got a point.
Yeah. So we stand women singing about how men suck. And Maya Marie herself, queen of Britney background vocals from Circus Onward, has this hot new song. She also, we'll definitely do a deep dive with Maya sometime soon.
Yeah,
she also has written like several hits and has co-written for other artists. And of course is on RuPaul's Adrenaline. Check out her new song, Fuck Men, which
she,
I really like the chorus of.
Stopped by our Instagram live when we did that.
That's
Instagram
right.
Live.
Mm-hmm. Deep friend of the pod.
She's
yes.
a Moomoo's fan.
She certainly is.
I don't know if she knows who I am.
I think she does. And eventually we'll have her on here and we will talk all the talk.
I know. And now that we're official, I don't know what I was going to say with that. Now that we have experience with getting tea from
True.
Queens of Pop.
Yeah.
You know, next up.
Next up. Miss Maya, yeah. For sure.
Oh my God, we can add her to the Legends Only Live lineup.
Yes, we have to.
I have to say, though, like that would be such a good concert.
It would be.
Like, Allie Brooke.
To be a reality every day.
Yeah. Heidi Montag doing Body Language, Allie Brooke, Maya Marie, Brooke Hogan.
Mm-hmm. And perhaps the next person we're about to discuss.
Yeah. Like, it would be so fucking fun.
It would be.
All right. Well, and also the next artist could also headline.
Exactly.
Queen Lindsay Lohan is probably, I don't know what to expect next week, but this was the twistiest of all the twists, I would say.
Yes, it really was. Yes, Miss Lindsay Lohan has announced in the darkest of times her comeback, which I just, do you know, I got slightly dragged on Twitter.
Why? What now?
Because I said, because on March 31st, I said, of course, Lindsay would announce her comeback on April Fool's Day of the pandemic. And all these like straights slash, I think also gays were like, it's not April Fool's Day yet. Like I was being dragged for, even though I clearly knew it wasn't literally April Fool's Day yet. Like everyone's response was like, it's March 31st. I was like, and then when it was April 1st and she put out the video snippet of it, I was like, well, she's still teasing it on April 1st, you fucking idiots. Anyway.
I thought you set your notification settings. Didn't we have this conversation?
I know. So I saw like 50 responses to it and none of the notifications were in my notification. So I was like, I wonder why that.
Oh, okay.
So I looked at the tweet and it was all these people being like, no, you're wrong. Anyway, and like even some K-pop fans were tweeting K-pop videos at me like I got canceled for something.
You have to change your settings to where it's like the people with like not a photo.
To be honest, I just have to... I just don't. I shouldn't. Anyway, so... But my point still stands. Like, of course, Lindsay Lohan, after 12 years, would announce a comeback on April Fool's Day of the pandemic.
Literally.
What are our thoughts on that video teaser?
I have to say, I thought the video teaser was fucking amazing.
Right? Like, wouldn't we have done something like that?
Literally. I was like, oh my God, this reminds me of what I did with Britney Podcast.
Fuzzy TV, like classic appearances and tabloid things, and then it shatters and she's like, I'm back.
It's literally stripped like Live in the UK tour intro s.
It's like stripped intro and Brooke Hogan's
redemption
intro, very that. So it was perfectly on brand. It's just so funny to picture like people running around in panic and Lindsay Lohan being like, I'm back.
Right, like it's the visual of it was very like, okay.
Okay.
Right? I did think that too. So... Yeah.
So on brand for her.
Uh-huh.
Her timing. So yeah.
It's like
so finally...
global pandemic, like 300,000 people infected. Lindsay Lohan. I'm like, okay, your issues are not part of like the world's falling apart
right
now.
It's so funny that like,
but I will totally give in to the fantasy.
To get back to me.
Yeah. I'm back. No, it was more like, I'm back.
Yeah, it was very that. It was, you know, 2011, he made a little cameo in that. So she's back with a song called Back to Me, which is actually written by like some impressive names and is a major label release. It's on Republic Records. The song was produced by Mark Ralph, who's done stuff for Clean Bandit and Jax Jones, and co-written by Chara Hunter, who did Cheryl's Let You, and Alma, who did Miley's Mother's Daughter, among her own pop career. But she's really good.
You just cut out again.
Am I back?
Yeah, you're back. It was another one of the growls.
Oh, it was Nicole doing React acoustic.
Yeah. I should just edit in like, I'm back over it.
Oh my God, please.
Jealousy, but envy. Sorry, continue.
So it's got huge name behind it, huge label behind it. And like, I don't know, for me, that is surprising in itself because you'd think 12 years away, they wouldn't give her the resources.
Right. Like it was the biggest twist of this week.
It really
was. Like, what?
So it's cute for me.
I love it.
I like it. I'm not dead, but I like it a lot.
I like the, what is the part of the song where it's like, my life is a, it's not the verse.
The pre-chorus?
Yeah.
That. Yeah, I do. I like it a lot. I mean, it sounds very much like the producer at hand. It sounds very Clean Bandit. 2015-ish like Trop House vibes, which is good. It's like, it's more current. I wouldn't say it's, you know, cutting edge. It sounds a little dated already, but I think it's good.
It was definitely a surprise.
It was certainly a surprise. It's definitely not bad. It's just like, okay, so now we have okay, so Lindsay's back.
Yeah, global pandemic and a new Lindsay Lohan single.
Yep.
Something I would never have anticipated in 2020.
But like, you know what? Add it to the list at this point. It's like, sure, that makes sense. Why the fuck not? So we have that. And she also did a Q&A, a little YouTube thing. And she confirmed that the much demanded Xanax will be on the album and that both Back to Me and Xanax will have music videos.
Yes. Which, and now I'm kind of like, when she said, oh, I'm coming out with a new album or whatever, I was like, okay, you're not. Now I'm like, oh.
I actually do think it's in the can already. Like, I think it might already be done. In fact,
right.
And she wasn't lying. And maybe this is actually rolling out, which is crazy.
I know. I need Xanax because it has that sample.
Videos. I'm going to freak out if she has actual videos already and not like quarantine videos.
Right.
Xanax is the one I feel like more people are looking forward to because she basically leaked the whole thing already on IGTV.
And it sounds so good.
Alice DJ, like Better Off Alone, slowed down sample. That sounds so good. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for her. And it certainly seems like she's in, I want to say, like a good space.
Yeah.
The fact that she rolled this out properly and everything and seemed in good spirits in her Q&A. And
yeah, I actually enjoyed her Q&A.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of wishing her the best and hoping it works out. I mean, this is the weirdest time to do it, but
oh, yeah, she was talking about that a little bit.
I guess they wanted to pull the trigger on it anyway, so good for her.
I'm ready for Xanax.
And you know what? The song, last I checked, was floating in the top 20 of the iTunes charts for the past few days, which I would not have expected at all. It was above Dua's Don't Start Now, I think.
Well, some may say it's better. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No. I wonder if you could remix Don't Start Now and Back to Me.
I'm sure you can now that you are a DJ. You can do it.
Yeah.
Actually, probably you could. Just get those vocals from Lindsay.
I know, right? I'd just be like, hi, my name's T. Kygo. Do you have the stems?
Honestly, though.
No, if I become a DJ, I have a different name that I want to use.
Okay. Well, don't spoil it yet.
Thought about this.
You have to just do a surprise release EP.
You know, I thought about it like, you know how Marshmello is like invisible? Well, not invisible, but he's anonymous. Like, what if I did it and no one knew?
Honestly, you could get away with it. And your EP's, your debut EP should be called I'm Back.
I mean, I've told all of you that, like, if I go missing, it's probably because I went off to become an FBI secret agent. So, yeah. Like, don't think that I haven't thought it.
If DJ FBI agent pops up on your feed.
Right? I mean, it's, we're like entering into this phase of life where I'm kind of like, what is happening?
Yes, we're in the liminal space. I've learned that that means that we're between what was and what is, what will be. So we're just sort of floating in the space of what's next.
Right. So it's like, why not use this time to try something new that you've always been like, I wouldn't be good at that.
DJ Banana Bread.
Ew. No, I'm on a diet. That could just be, that could be my, what's it called when someone has like, you know, it's like red one, you know, or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Mine's just like DJ Banana Bread. And it's just like, I'm on a diet. This is my branding brain jumping out.
I know.
No, but like I was thinking about it. I'm like, why now that I have, not that I have time because I'm literally like plugged into work from 9 to fucking 2 in the morning every weekday. But yep. I was like, when I have like an hour or two off, why not try learning Logic Pro?
I think you should.
Why not?
Honestly, this is a good time to do so.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to take a shirtless picture. Why not? And I'm going to post it. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, literally. Take a crazy chance. Why not release a single?
I support that. I have always wanted to take Armin van Buuren's.
That's the one I was going to do.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We should.
Should I just buy it and then I'll give you the login? Is that illegal to say?
Oh, well, maybe. Although, but I would want to do the, like you do like the coursework or something and you like submit it. I don't know how it works or something.
We'll offline about it.
We'll figure it out.
Well, not really. We can't really technically offline about it, but you know what I mean?
Flag that. Yeah.
In private.
But yeah, I've always wanted to do that just for like even learning when I eventually do DJ at a venue at some point in 2022. I would love to know more skills than a basic transition.
Yours aren't basic.
But pretty simply cool too. Well, I appreciate that. But I mean, like, you know, I
love
that.
Are we going to be able to have Britney night this year?
I don't think so.
Is Britmas canceled?
If Britmas is canceled, that's really a dark sign because that would mean that we are not out of the world.
So here's the thing. And I feel like we're moving into like a personal conversation, which is fine because we can let the girls listen in. But like I'm planning something for my birthday because my birthday is like 100% canceled. I already know that it's canceled. So I'm planning something for online for Twitter.
Oh my God.
So like everyone can join in.
Oh my God. Are you having a Zoom?
No, it's not going to be Zoom.
Okay.
Because that if I can't tweet out a Zoom link because then it'll just get spammed. I'm planning something else. I'll show you. I've been working on it.
Okay. Exciting.
But if we can make a digital Britmas happen.
Okay.
So.
Oh, that would be cute, actually.
Yeah.
Can we do like
everyone? We can just call it "Everyone's been doing emails." That'll be the invite.
We should have it. What was the thing with the little penguins? The little digital world.
Oh my. Club Penguin.
Yes. And everyone just sits around a table as a penguin.
Yeah. They're just like, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, we got to get the planning this. We're going to do a digital Britness, digital your birthday, and we're going to train to become DJs and producers.
Mine is going to be so fun. It is on, I think my birthday's on a Friday this year. Where the hell is my calendar app? It is on a Friday this year, May 22nd. Book your calendar now.
Virtual hangout.
Yeah, Friday night, May 22nd. Get ready to shake your fucking tits. It's already in the works.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. What else? Is that it?
I guess that's about it for this week. I'm trying to think. And then we'll certainly have a lot to react to after that episode drops.
Oh, that's right. We're going to have to do like a...
emergency episode.
Yeah. A post-mortem. No. That's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that. A post-mortem of our careers after... No, I am joking. We're fine.
Yeah.
We're just going to be associated with...
Just a lot of opinion. But you know what? I think everyone knows what you're getting into with something like that. Mm-hmm. So,
listen, the girls, you know, they want a circus.
We've got the clowns.
We've got the concept. for the video.
This is for the girls, this one.
We have to stop using that one because apparently that's like a really racist, like xenophobic, awful woman.
Oh.
I forgot to add that as a note. Apparently she sucks.
Oh, so it's like bad to use.
It's like using a Trump like quote. All, you know, her opinions expressed do not reflect our own, except for the literal line. This one's for the girl.
Literally. Oh my God. See, this is the problem with Stan Twitter is like these video clips that like go viral. I have no idea who these people are and they're totally out of context. And I'm like,
half of Stan Twitter language comes from Rose McGowan talking about the Me Too movement. That is literally so problematic.
Oh,
anyway.
Right. We got
exactly
him.
Like, it's like,
we got him.
Usually is literally all about things that are actually deeply emotional and traumatic. And Stan Twitter is like using it to talk about
right
outselling Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Like Lindsay comes out with her new single and they're like, that was a cultural reset.
Yeah. I can't.
Our listeners know.
Yeah, I would hope so.
I mean, context is everything.
It truly is.
I have so many things I need to add to the soundboard. I need to add, it's your job to listen to me. And then I need to add, if everyone would look back at everything I've been saying and praying and preaching and saying and praying.
You'll probably add some things that Heidi has said.
Oh my God. What's Breathe On Me? Iconic.
We'll end it on a late note. Anything to look forward to this week? Do you have anything
no.
coming up? Okay.
No. Nope.
Well, I think I do. I have anything. What are days? What is today? Today is the well. Nope.
We're gonna enjoy our episode of Make Spidey Famous Again.
Yeah, that's what
enjoy
we'll
enjoy the circus, everyone.
Enjoy the circus of that, and we'll have a lot of reactions to that. Mm-hmm. Inevitably, a new version of React will be out soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, and we'll be doing a deep dive into Ashley Simpson and Lindsay Lohan soon.
That's right. We do have a Patreon poll that just finished up, so look out for that.
And until next week, which will feel 10 years from now.
Until 10 years from now, yeah. We will.
See you.
Soon.
I don't even know.
There's just so much time.
Like, I need to go get ready for, like, a Zoom happy hour right now.
Right.
And I'm just like, wow, can't wait to wear these super cute outfits that I bought because I'm skinny now, so no one can see them except in SD pixelated Zoom conference calls. Great. Amazing. Love this look. Love these shoes. Love these jeans. They're faded.
Like, imagine flirting on Zoom.
In
front of 30 people.
Oh, I did like 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
I flirted via Quiplash.
What is that?
That game Quiplash, do you know?
Oh, no.
Where you
I
have
don't.
To like sort of like ask questions. It's kind of like Cards Against Humanity, but like digital.
Okay.
And the question was like something about like these two people, like something about these two people should like hook up. And I said my name and then someone's name that was like in the Zoom. And it popped up and then like everyone voted for it and then it like revealed who wrote it and it was like T. Kyle. And I was like, and I just sat there and he was like, I wouldn't be opposed. And I was like, cool, see you in like 8 months.
Yeah, exactly. Put a pin in that.
Yeah.
We'll revisit that.
Uh-huh. I just went for it. I was like, I don't care.
I think that's the worst thing of all is like talking to guys and being like, great, so we'll
I know. Make that I have a Grindr boyfriend right now.
Yeah, exactly.
We've been talking for like a month and
we're all fully having like cyber marriages right now and like
we're friends on Animal Crossing. So I was like, I was like, come to my island, see you soon.
Some hot action in Animal Crossing.
Yeah. I was like, here's some apples.
Yeah. Oh, anyway.
What a fucking weird time. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. And yeah.
We will definitely.
My neighbors are screaming at each other again.
Oh, right.
Well. Okay. Bye.
Good luck.
This one's not for the girls. This one's not.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.